Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Peter Lom and May Huey. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So the first question is kind of the obligatory question, and would you like to tell our listeners what the film talks about?
Sure. Our film is called Burma Storybook. It's a 2017 feature documentary. And the film tells the story of how Burma is changing, but the storytelling is done through poetry. So it's a storybook format with lots of different vignettes, cinema verite scenes. But the narrative arc or the thread through the film is the story of the most famous dissident living poet in Myanmar called Myung Point, who's been in prison many times and who's waiting for his son, who's in exile, to return home. And he hasn't seen his son for 20 years. That's the story.
And could you follow it up with a little more background information about what's happening in Burma?
Now we have a new government, and so we're changing some situation, and then but poets also changing a little bit. But now it's difficult to say something, but I can only say is that just changing, yeah, you know. So the old governments have a censorship, so they didn't allow some words. So some words, if deal with the government, so about the politics, they didn't allow to write down. So they make some censor. But now we don't have that kind of censorship anymore. So full censorship, so we can write whatever we want.
Oh, that's fantastic. Peter, how were you, why were you attracted to this story and this culture?
Oh, I always make films about injustice. I think it's because I was born in Czechoslovakia and just before the Russian invasion in 68, and then we had to flee to Canada. So this is kind of stories I tend to work on. I wanted to come to Burma since about 2005, but it was too hard. Mm-hmm. And then when things started opening up, transition from dictatorship started around 2010 and 11, I started exploring subjects, and then I was invited to show a film at their first Human Rights Film Festival in 2013. So that was the opportunity to go to Burma. And so we stayed, and then we were invited to teach young filmmakers to make their first human rights films, beginners to make half-hour films. And when we went, we said, we're just going to stay and make our own film. And then through research, we were looking, well, what's a subject that won't endanger us, that we won't get thrown out for if we start to work on trying to make a film that says something about the urgency of and the importance of the changes there. And we discovered poetry, because we read that poetry is everywhere. Mm. I mean, poetry in Burma is really like oxygen for the people to breathe. Maybe it's similar to Ireland, you know, with your music or your folk tradition.
Absolutely.
But really, there's a joke that they say that there's more poets than stray dogs in Yangon. In Yangon, there's 120,000 stray dogs. So there's poets all over the place. And that's what was really magical about making the film.
Yeah. And of course, then there's the fact that you have to visually represent some of the poems. Fantastic, stunning visuals there. And how do you do that?
Yeah, well, thank you. It's a good question. It's boring if you're going to just have people reading poetry, right, from a book. And it's also boring if you don't have images that will somehow themselves be a poem, or basically that there has to be some kind of meaning going together with the pictures. So that was a big challenge. And we filmed 200 hours, and we spent a year editing. So
200 hours and a year editing.
So and the challenge was really to try to balance the particular story of this particular dissident poet with the universal one, to show both change and both poetry. So both old and also old and new. And it's just the experimentation. Also, music is tremendously important to make a layered story that then comes to life. And I think we succeeded. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I really loved the film. But May, I wanted to ask you, what do you think, in your opinion, a story like this, how would an international audience benefit from watching it? Is there anything that they can take in from themselves?
Yeah, I think they can see the Myanmar, so, and also the poets, and also about the poems in Myanmar. So and also a lot of places Peter went to, a lot of places in Myanmar, so you can see places, and then also about the poets and about the poems. I think you can see from that film.
Yeah, yeah, Peter, you said something beautiful there. Poetry is everywhere. But of course, when you walk around and you take these shots, like May was saying, you really show some parts as much as you can.
Yeah.
But what are the challenges of doing that? Because you're still holding a camera and maybe some people might not be used to it.
Oh, okay. Well, then just to back up, the biggest thing we really wanted to show through the poems and the storytelling is essentially what you can't see. Uh-huh. And that, above all, is the deep, deep suffering of the Burmese, it's a traumatized nation, and you tend not to see that. We were at a Q&A 2 days ago, and someone said, I was visiting Burma, and the people seem so happy, and they're the most cheerful people I've ever seen, which is this kind of the superficial impression you have at first. And yes, people are smiling and laughing and extremely warm, but underneath that is a tremendous, tremendous suffering. Imagine you lived in a dictatorship for 60 years.
Absolutely.
So, and you were forbidden to speak about it. So poetry is a way of basically to express things that are not normally expressed. But the challenge is actually, in Burma, it's really, really easy to film. As long as you're not filming political things, that's really the red line. I mean, if we would have gone to film a political protest, we would have been thrown out, and indeed some journalists were. But it's all on the street. It's also extremely easy to film. It is rarely happens that someone will tell you, please don't film me. Occasionally, people are very, very traditional in their like rural provinces sometimes, but generally you can film, you can put your camera and then people will ignore you, and that's really magical, and that explains some of the scenes. But what it is really hard is to basically get close to people so they will trust you and feel that you know, that you will tell their story in a way that merits being told with proper dignity and respect, and that just takes time to put in time with people. So.
Absolutely, yeah. As a final question, I want to kind of... I was trying to pronounce his name myself, but the central figure of this...
Mang Ong Puint. Mang Ong Puint.
And he's great. I mean, you know, can you tell me a little bit about him?
Sure. Well, he's the most famous, as I said, most famous dissident poet. So what does that mean? He's basically the most famous poet who went to jail. Yeah. And he wrote one poem that everybody knows, which is about the moon. Yeah. And it's saying he couldn't see the moon from his prison cell, so he spilled his water bowl, and he could see the moon in the reflection.
Yeah.
And that's a poem that everybody in the country knows. But he's a really, really extraordinary figure. So he spent about 12 years in jail. He was arrested 4 times over his life. I mean, the joke he makes in the film, I get arrested every 10 years. And he was arrested mainly for his political activism. Once he was arrested, even for the charge was possession of a fax machine. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he talks about mistreatment in prison, and that is, we didn't put that in the film, but that's one explanation his doctors give for his Parkinson's disease. So he's a very fragile fellow, but also extremely strong. You feel that in the film. But just a extraordinary man, and we became friends right away. Mm-hmm. And it was basically the kind of gift that you have for a main character, that it's someone you basically love and admire, and that comes across on the screen. What an extraordinary individual. Yeah. There's so much suffering, but essentially it's above all is a film about, I think, about grace.
Yeah.
Because they're such gracious, extraordinary human beings who've suffered so much, but they don't portray themselves as victims.
Yeah.
And they're still extremely strong despite their fragility.
Despite everything, they still have a smile on their face very often. Yeah. May I want to ask you another question as well, a final question, and it's maybe more personal. As a poet, what do you feel is your personal connection to the art of poetry?
I think poetry is like my daily life. So whatever I do, whatever I feel like, is poetry is also together with me. So I think myself is just a poem, kind of.
So your life is poetry.
Yeah.
You see everything through the eyes, through different eyes maybe. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Well, it was a great pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us. Burma Storybook. Definitely recommend it. It's a great film. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.